This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. So you're standing in the garden center thinking, what compost or soil should I buy? Finished compost is a deep, dark brown, almost black, no clumps or chunks. It will feel slightly damp and should have a sweet, fresh, earthy smell. Even if it smells a little barnyardy, don't worry. If it smells like rotten eggs, it was not finished composting when put in the bag. If you see red worms squirming around the pile of bagged compost, that's a good thing. As for soil, we've discussed this before, but I know that many of you are now finally getting a chance to do some landscaping, so it's a reminder. Do not purchase topsoil, especially in bulk, without seeing it. I've experienced this and bought a truckload that had rocks and trash in it. By the time it was dumped and I had a chance to see it, I just didn't have the energy to call them up and complain. And then there's the squeeze test. Moisten a handful of the soil, roll it around in your palm, and give it a squeeze. You want it to slightly hold together but not fall through your fingers or stick to them. The best soil smells like it came right from the forest. Ask the supplier where the soil came from. Of course, the best soil and compost is from Creekside. I've used their potting mixes and compost for years and have never been disappointed. You can find Creekside in most reputable nurseries. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future Garden Bites. Back by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water and the plants. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.